Blessings, Patreon Circle. I'm so delighted this week to introduce my Friday friend, Mr. Ben Wolf. And I'm really... Oh, where can I start? What I'd like to start with is to invite you to connect with those people and friends in your life who perhaps you've changed roles as your friendship has developed. So when I first met Ben Wolf, he showed up in 2012 at one of our very first Total Yoga Nidra teacher training courses in Stroud. I mean, and now Ben he's an eminently skillful yoga nidra practitioner. He's also a superb practitioner of dream yoga, lucid dreamer, hypnotherapist, all sorts of wonderful breath work that he offers. He's an innovator and a dedicated practitioner who's totally inspired me. So he began as this student who showed up to learn about yoga nidra, and what he said that day I have never forgotten. And I don't know if you remember, there are certain points when people walk into your lives and you think, wow. And I sat there and watched this gentleman arrive with his brand new wellies, because he said he hadn't been in the country in a while. He bought himself a new pair of wellies and he sat in our yoga studio in Stroud, and everybody was invited to say who they were and why they were there. And Ben Wolf sat there and he said, "My name is Ben Wolf and I am here because yoga nidra is it and the time is now." And my jaw dropped and I was like, yes, here is someone who's on the same page as me. So we met in this extraordinary moment of like both dedicated to the upliftment and unfoldment of yoga nidra, and things have grown so much since then. He was, of course, a star student on the course. And I remember when he delivered his nidra practice, which was part of what the trainings was, we did it on a really hot sunny afternoon in the middle of London, when we'd been told there was no way anyone would want to show up for just yoga nidra. People said to me, "What do you mean just yoga nidra? Just yoga nidra." Ben got it. You know when someone really gets what you're on about? And that was our meeting point and initial connection. I was like, this is a person who knows what I mean. And so our friendship grew from that place of like a shared vision that this was a valuable practice and we need to get it to the people. So I'm not sure if there are people in your life who have that role, but it's such an affirmation and such a joy. So we've worked together from being a student. Ben then moved on to be a co-tutor on our courses with us. We've run some amazing kind of advanced yoga nidra stuff for supporting our teachers. He's helped inspire so many people over the years, over these past 8 years, so many people to get into yoga nidra, into breath work. He does awesome breath work. And there's absolutely a deep kindness and generosity, and I kind of well up thinking about it, because he's amassed huge amounts of research and understanding. He's done all sorts of studies from the experience of his own encounter with yoga nidra and sleep and dream states, and sort of qualifying and quantifying it and understanding and putting stuff together in the most inspirational way. And I just want to give thanks and praise to Ben's massive and wonderful brain that is able to like hold all of this stuff and share this marvelous material, but also his huge heart, because it's an unusual combination. Sometimes people are getting so in their heads and they get really into the technicalities of the science of things and how things work, and they don't always have a gift for sharing that. And I believe Ben has that gift, and he is so generous in how he gives what is his to give, which is this gift of a really special kind of lateral thinking and understanding and looking at how things connect up and making it practical. So I feel that my own work and experience in yoga nidra has been really transformed and deepened by what Ben has had to share. And so I'm really delighted to be able to speak about his work and to encourage you to connect with it if you haven't already. And what I love about the ongoing unfolding connection that we have is that it's actually, from when you work with something like a heart-based practice of yoga nidra, you truly have to walk your talk, and Ben truly does. He's been a dear friend to myself and my husband through challenging moments, and offered us support and connection and practices, and always a marvelous person to refer people to. I often refer people to Ben when they've got some really specific and interesting inquiry about yoga nidra or dream yoga, lucid dreaming, all of these wonderful practices that Ben shares with such kindness, deep kindness. And I'm really proud to know such a wonderful human who's done so much good for everybody, and also to realise that the journeys of our lives are often deeply surprising. And I wanted to leave you with a couple of images. One is the image of us sitting there in our little studio in Stroud, and my jaw dropping and going, who is this Ben Wolfe who thinks Yoga Nidra is it? And the time is now. First thing I said was, can we put that on our postcard? Can we put it on our flyer? So ever since, that's been on our Yoga Nidra Network flyer. So I'm proud to give credit where it's due and tell you that came out of the mouth of Ben Wolfe. And the other image I want to leave you with is this. Sometimes you reach back into our past history and you can't quite believe where someone's come from and where they've arrived at and how it all joins up. And we had one of those kind of connective moments where I can't remember even how it happened, but it turned out I was speaking about Charlie Morley, who is a mutual friend of ours who teaches a lot about lucid dreaming, saying, oh, I'd read this great book that I really like, Dreams of Awakening. It turns out, of course, when we invited Charlie to come on one of our Nidra workshops, and Ben was there sharing Nidra, that I was party to realising that the two of them went back, way back when, into the old hip-hop DJ days. And I was like, really? Really? And I tried to understand how amazing it was that these two inspirational figures in my life, these two teachers, had such a fascinating role in the old world of hip hop and DJing. And I was like, yeah. And then you look back at your own life and I see where I have travelled through and from. And I'm just so honoured and proud to be in connection with people who've also made extraordinary journeys. We change our roles, we change our stripes, we change what it is that we're doing for a living. But like deep in his heart, there's this huge generosity that I love and admire. My maverick outsider brother. I'm so honoured to know Ben Wolfe. And I use his practices. I listen to his recordings. I've learnt loads of really cool stuff about research that I would never have known. He's opened the doors to all sorts of things. And I'm pleased to be sharing about this because it's a really precious friendship to me. And also to really alert me to like how we start in one nature of relating with a person and it can shift to another. And I'm all for that. We need to be kind of careful about some of these things sometimes. But like when a student ends up being a teacher to you, that's because you can see that the student's learning stuff that's actually really precious to them. And that I'm hoping that every teacher can see that what we really want is for our students to end up being loads better than us. And that's what I see here. So, and then we learn from each other. So that's it. I'm going to wrap up with that and let you imagine us all on a really hot day up in the Islington Life Centre studio, practicing Yoga Nidra and listening to Ben Wolfe delivering a practice that brought one lady to tears of gratitude, that it helped her connect to her heart's core. Because what Ben said, and I still share this, was could you give yourself permission even to listen to your heart and to say yes? And isn't that a beautiful thing? And I learned that from Ben Wolfe, to listen to your heart and to say yes. And I've never forgotten the student with the tears running down her face going, it helped her recalibrate, rediscover the purpose in her life. And it was so helpful. So I'm proud and honoured to be working with folk who have great, precious respect for the practices we're sharing and do it with integrity, generosity and straight from the heart. And that's Ben Wolfe for you, straight from the heart. I'm so delighted to share this and invite you to connect with other people in your life who perhaps have those roles of multiple relatings, inspiration, all of that stuff. Tune into it. We are so blessed, really, to have these wonderful friends in our lives. So that's this day's Friday friend. Thanks so much, Ben Wolfe. And yeah, I'd just like you to know, I always send my love letter to my friend, to the friend, before you get to hear it, so that they're cool with it. That's what this practice is about. So maybe it inspires you to send a little love letter to your friends too and to tell them how much you appreciate them. And that's what I'm doing for Ben here. And I hope you appreciate his work too. So much love to you all, Friday friends. Okay, bye-bye.